All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is a Saturday, March 7th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a ton of sports coming at you all weekend long. Those include League of Legends, golf, NHL, NBA, tennis, NASCAR, MMA, and Formula One. So it should be an action-packed weekend. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. We're going to get the SaberSim app up on the screen here. Actually, I have the Formula One slate pulled up. This race will start later this evening, late tonight. So should be a fun one here. And we do have a couple questions that came in prior to the show. So we'll start there and then just kind of see where it takes us. So let's get the first question up on the screen here, and that question is, how do you come up with your post lock sim ROI percentages? Good question. So why don't we go back to a past slate? We'll just go back to yesterday, and you know, we'll go back to an NBA slate from yesterday. All right, so we're loading up this slate and we're gonna go to the contest tab. And let's just say, you know, we go to the flagship 150 max contest. Looks like there was an $8 yesterday. All right, so we come into the $8, right? We go over to users. And we look here and we're looking at this sim ROI column, right? So basically, how do we come up with this value? Well, the pre and post contest sims are actually very, very similar. With a small distinction. So the difference between the pre-sim and the post-sim is that in the pre-sim, we use our projected lineups, right? The projected lineups or how we come up with the projected ownership. So we basically create ownership using our ownership engine. We say, hey, we think that the field is going to play these players at these rates, right? We're going to play, you know, Kawhi Leonard at 20%, and which means he's going to be in 20% of the field lineups. Jalen Brunson's going to be in 15% of the field lineups, right? All of those things. The ownership percentages are exposures in our field lineup set. So what we do is we take your lineups, we put them in a contest with the field lineups, we play that contest out over and over again, each time calculating how much money your lineups won, adding it all together, finding the average, and then showing you, hey, on average, you made more money or lost more money than it cost you to play the contest, right? So that's how the pre-contest sim works. Now, as far as the post-contest sim, the biggest distinction between the two is that in the post-contest, we use all of the actual lineups. So we know now that we can see all the lineups, we can download them, and I can go into the projection column on the contest tab, and then I can compare, right? So if I go to Proj Own Flagship MME, and then I go and I look at actual own, right? So now I know the difference if I just sort by highest projected. Hey, we had Gardner projected at 65% ownership. He actually came in at 59%. You know, Oso was projected 33. He came in at 46, right? We have all of these rates, and these are from the real lineup. So not only do we know the percentages that players got played, we also know all of the lineup constructions, right? Hey, maybe we had more two stacks and maybe the field played more three stacks, or maybe the field played less three stacks than we anticipated, right? So not only do we have the correct percentages, we also have all of the lineup combinations and how all of the players were played together. this takes the place of the field lineups in the pre-contest sim, right? So now we know the real lineups. We put your lineups with the real lineups, which is just the actual contest. And then we use our simulations, right? We're still taking one sim of each game on the slate and creating a slate simulation, playing that out, generating the ROIs, figuring out how much money your lineups won or lost, and then determining, hey, over the long run, do these lineups win more than it costs to play, or do they lose more than it costs to play? So pre and post contest sim, very similar, with the distinction that the pre uses the projected lineups, and then the post uses the actual lineups. All right. Good question there to get us started. All right. Next question. Trying to backtest a slate slash contest that I didn't play. I know how to enable and run the contest sim, but it seems I need an entry file in order for any of my custom metrics to populate. Is that the case? Okay, so if I were to go back to a slate that I didn't play, I think the only thing, and we could do this like for yesterday, right? Okay, so if I were going to backtest yesterday's slate, right? Let's say I didn't play it and I want to do some backtesting. Okay, well, first thing I would do is I would go into the contest tab. I would go to the field lineups column. I would click this gear. And I would turn these toggles off. Use live fields, use live sims. Reason I'm turning these off is because I want to get back to a pre-slate state, right? I want to act as if the slate hasn't started. So I don't want any of the actual scores or actual ownership to impede or skew my backtesting data. Right. So first thing I got to do is I got to turn these off. Okay. Second thing is I would have to pick my contest. Right. Okay. Let's assume I'm playing the $8 150 max. Right. I want to backtest this one. Okay. Great. So I've turned the toggles off. I've turned the sim I want on. Now, what I would do is I would go into this slate. I'm just going to build 500 lineups. And we're going to make two adjustments to projections. Kick off a build. All right, cool. So these lineups are running. And we're just going to let these finish. About halfway there. All right, almost all the way done. Lineups are going to start loading. Okay, great. So right here, we're in the post build, and we can see that our contest sim is already running automatically because we have the auto run contest sim toggle on. So the contest sim kicks off right away. Now, a couple things, right? So because I don't have an entry file uploaded, when I go and I click I create a group, right? I got to create a group now. So I can do one of two things at this point. Number one is I could use Portfolio, which uses SaberScore, to figure out what lineups it's going to show me, okay? I could use that. Or what I could do is I could switch over to Uniques 1, and then I can switch to the sim that I manually enabled, right? I cannot use target contest because there is no target contest to reference, right? Because the target contest goes with your entry file. Since there's no entry file, we can't use that. We got to go to the contest sim option. We have to go and select the manually enabled sims ROI, okay? Now, the caveat here is that you can use portfolio without an entry file. You could use contest sim ROI without an entry file. You cannot use portfolio plus without an entry file. So you can, if I were backtesting this, I would probably be using Uniques 1 or some Uniques 2, Uniques 3 with ROI of the contest that I want to backtest. If you're on Ultimate, So this is probably how I would set it up. So now that I get to this point, right? Similarly, the way we couldn't use the target metrics with the rank by, right? We also can't use target metrics with aggregate metrics. So I can't say, hey, show me the average contest sim target ROI. If I click save, it is going to populate a blank, right? I would have to come in here and I would have to switch the contest sim ROI to the actual sim's ROI. And then now that value will populate. So that will go for any custom metrics, that will go for any filters. Anything that is using target cannot be used without an entry file. So keep that in mind. You're just going to have to switch those to that specific sim for your back testing. But I think that should cover the back testing question there. All right. Next question. When using GeoMean yesterday, golf round 3, I ran into an issue where I got an error message that said lineups cannot be built due to strict filters or something like that. I set a GeoMean yesterday for less than 30 as a rule. So I'm wondering if I was too aggressive with my settings. Can you explain any best practices or specific sports / slates where GeoMean is appropriate to use? Yeah, so the way that I answer this question for myself is I always use flashback to figure out if it makes sense to use it. So the way I would do this is I typically don't account for ownership until my average dupe starts to go above 5. When I get into the 5 to 10 range, then I start might make some adjustments. So you gotta figure out, hey, you know, is that a normal thing on the slate that I'm playing, right? So like what I would do is I would go back if I was playing round 3 golf today. And I was trying to figure out, hey, do I need to use GeoMean on this slate? It's like, well, that's a good question. Why don't I go back and look at round 3 golf from last week and see what the average dupes are of you know, users, right? So, okay, I'm going to use flashback here. I'm going back to February 28th. I'm on the round 3 PGA showdown. And I'm just going to go to the flagship contest here. If you're playing a specific contest, use that contest, right? The contests are usually the same week over week. As far as like naming and like general size, they might fluctuate a little bit. Okay, so I come into round 3. Notice the average dupes are all 0 for all of these 150 maxers, right? Even if I look at, you know, the top sim ROI guys, it's all 0. So like I wouldn't be doing anything here in this scenario. Okay, well, we looked at round 3, but what about late round 3, right? The player pool is going to shrink even further from, well, the player pool is going to shrink from round 2 to round 3 because of the cut. Then the player pool is going to shrink more from round 3 to late round 3 because it is now a smaller portion of the field. It actually doesn't look like these are loaded here, but maybe we could try late round 4 if we get lucky. No late round 4 either. Maybe it's because we don't do ownership for these ones, but now I'm kind of invested. Let's go check one more week. No, we don't pull them in. It has to be related to the ownership thing. But this is effectively the process I would go through to figure out when and where I need to account for dupes. The only thing I can potentially think of as to why you were having trouble with this. So keep this in mind for anybody playing these single round showdowns. So our sims for these contests run at 8 p.m. Eastern. They usually finish 5 to 8 minutes after the top of the hour. And then the ownership runs at 9 p.m. Eastern, okay? So there is a time frame of about 45 minutes to an hour where you have projections, but you don't have ownership. I would never build until I would never build if I saw zeros in the my own column. That could be why a geomean rule was breaking, because there was projections, but there were not ownership projections yet. And it was trying to do this calculation with all of these values being zero, and it might have like errored out. So that goes for like the zeros in the my own affect Saber score. The zeros in the my own affect ROI. The zeros in the my own affect any type of ownership filter or rule or anything like that. So just keep that in mind. I would probably wait until like 9:15 p.m. Eastern to build my golf showdown lineups. So I have a feeling that's might have been what happened. If you run into a situation like that again, it is best to just go to this upper right corner, click report a problem, send us a brief description like, hey, my build is failing. I have a rule set. You know, can you guys check out the rule, see if anything looks weird? If something does look weird, we'd obviously let you know and provide some guidance as to what you can do to resolve it. Or if we go in and we see that, hey, the ownership is zero, you just need to wait, we can let you know. And then that might give you a little bit of peace of mind as well. So those are my thoughts there. All right. Looking around, caught up in YouTube chat and Discord, knocked out a backtesting demo today, which is cool. We don't always do that, so that's always fun to mix it up here. I think we're all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until